The information enclosed is from your landlord and gives notice of your new charges from the 1st of April 2019. It is a legal requirement to send you specific information about this in writing, but we hope this is a helpful summary to make it more accessible for you. Approximate recording time, 5 minutes. Contents. 1. What's included with this letter? 2. What you need to do next? 3. Paying your charge? 4. If you claim housing benefit? 5. If you claim universal credit? And 6. Is there a simpler way to pay? 1. What's included with this letter? We've tried to summarise as much of the letter as possible here, but you may have included in the standard print version of your letter a front sheet showing the amount of your new charges, the reverse giving some helpful information, and a colour insert that helps explain any action you might need to take. If you pay a service charge, a second sheet will show information about it. Some types of tenancy agreement mean we also need to send you a specific legal notice of your new charges. 2. What you need to do next. Please follow the advice here and take any action needed to pay your new charge. To talk to us about the letter, please call 0345 111 0000. 3. Paying your charge. If you pay by direct debit, you don't need to do anything. The amount taken will change automatically. If you pay by standing order, please change your payment with your bank or building society. In arrears and pay by direct debit or standing order. If your new charge is lower, we may keep your current direct debit payment. If you pay by standing order, we recommend you leave your payment as it is. This will help you pay off the debt faster. If you have concerns about this, please get in touch. Pay monthly. The rent this year is spread over 53 weeks. Please calculate your monthly payments by dividing your 53 weekly payments by 12 months. If you use your EasyPay card, you can pay the new amount in the same way you always have, or using any of the other available ways to pay. Some of the options are mentioned under, is there a simpler way to pay? 4. If you claim universal credit, it is your responsibility to notify the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, what your new charge is. You can update your charges through your Universal Credit online account from the 1st of April 2019 and not any earlier. 5. If you claim housing benefit. If you get it paid straight to us, we'll tell your housing benefit office the new rent and charge and the date it is due. Please check they make the change. If you get it paid direct to you, it is your responsibility to notify your new rent and charge and the date it is due. Please do this immediately and check they make the change. Whichever claim you receive, please check and make sure the changes have been made. The amount you get may change. You need to make sure all of your rent and charges are paid to us. What to do if you claim housing benefit or universal credit? Remember, your benefit claim may not cover all your charges. This could be for a range of reasons, including charges no eligible for benefit, the bedroom tax, an agreed payment arrangement, and more. Even if you get a benefit payment direct to us, if it doesn't cover the total charge, you need to pay any extra. I get housing benefit paid direct to you. We'll confirm your new charges with housing benefit. Total charge minus housing benefit equals what you need to pay. I get my housing benefit or universal credit paid direct to me. It is your responsibility to make sure housing benefit or for universal credit, the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, know your new charges and make any relevant changes. Universal credit. Do not update your claim until April. It could cause issues with your claim. Talk to an expert. Not told us you are getting universal credit yet? Have questions about your claim or payments? Struggling to manage your payments? Our highly trained experts are here to help. Get in touch today. 6. Is there a simpler way to pay? Direct debit, the hassle-free way to pay. Make payments automatically so you never forget. Once it's set up, it runs itself and will give you advance notice of any changes to your payments. Don't have a bank account? We could even help you set one up. Smartphone, app, or pay online. From your armchair or on the go, you can use a debit or credit card to pay on our website or download the free app from Google Play, App Store, or Windows Store. Just search for AllPay. That's A-L-L-P-A-Y, all one word. There are lots of other ways to pay too. go to www.riverside.org.uk/ways to pay to find out more. End of recording.